Good evening, everyone, and welcome to the Metaphysical Hour. I'm Julia Cannon, and this is my co-host, Tracy Mahan. Ooh. So excited. Yeah, we're here.
We're here. We made it this week. Yeah.
We did. There was just a lot going on last week. So I just want to ask, was anybody else feeling the solar storm effects last week? That was why we weren't here. Was and Tracy was just so nice to like, no, you can we'll just take off. But I was really feeling it, so I'm just wondering if anybody else was noticing anything.
I
So
know a
that
lot of people I was talking to were asking me what's going on, and it would hit everybody different. Either they were super tired or super grumpy, or oh my gosh, I had a run-in with two people during the solar flares, with the last week, and I was just like, what's happening?
Oh,
Was like,
okay.
what's going on here? Like at the office that I have my office at, the parking spots on certain days, the orthodontist is in the building, and so the parking gets kind of crunchy. And my client had to park around the corner, and the guy that had a business over there flipped out. Like he and what was funny is there was literally, we're standing there. I walked her to her car, and we're literally standing there, and there's two spots open in front of his business. But he was just screaming at us that she was in his spot.
So he was grumpy.
He was grumpy. And then she didn't move it right away because he had gone back in and he'd come back out to have us reassure him that will be moved. It was
My
like,
goodness.
calm down, dude. You've got two more spots right here. You're going to be okay. It's like, it was weird. It was weird. But yeah. Yeah, so it was hitting people, I would say.
I was having a lot of headaches. I mean, I don't get headaches. I mean, it's so rare if I get a headache, and it was like I thought my head was going to explode. It was that kind of headache.
That kind of headache, wow.
That kind of headache. But the interesting thing was is it was hitting in the chakra areas. So I think there was really stuff going on there, because it was like the back of the neck. I mean, just right there where the neck connects to the skull. So it's that part, and then it was going up the head. And then it was going around here, but it was really focusing here. And then it was here on the top of the head. And it was like it was going to explode out. Now that's chakras.
Oh yeah, it sounds like you're being open, wide open.
Exactly. So it was like, okay, I get that part, but and I thought I'd those chakras had been activated before, but maybe it was just like you said, they were activator, they're opening, and now it was just
Yeah.
Definitely.
Well, I mean, we can open them and then hit the next level of opening them. So,
True. Yeah, we don't know nothing, guys. We just we go, we do the best we can, and I mean, we know stuff. All of us know stuff, but what I'm meaning is that's like nothing. In perspective, of what's out there to know. And so that's what I mean by we don't know anything. It's so little,
yeah.
we can guess, we can.
I was having that conversation this week too, where it's like, but I've already learned all this and all that. And I said, honey, you could learn your entire life and you'll never even scratch the surface.
Right. And so many times we repeat learnings, because there's another layer to the learning, or there's another angle, or there's something else. So that's where we might revisit things over and over and over. And it's like, I thought I had this one figured out. And it's like, well, maybe you wanted to revisit it again just to make sure you had all the possible learning you could get from
Exactly.
it.
Yeah. It gets it to a deeper layer. What would you like people to do in the audience?
Oh yes, please tell us where you are, where you're coming from, because that is lighting up your part of the grid. You are lighting up the grid, and that is super, super duper important that you shine your light, and that is it's really a big deal. I have yet to find out why it's such a big deal, but it's like they really it's stressed. It's a big deal to light up your part of the grid. So
Yeah.
tell us where you're from, and then Tiffany's going to read them out. And it's also a little selfishly, I just love hearing where everybody's from. It's It's so cool. It's
Oh, little selfish. I want to know. But I see him coming in now, so we're gonna have Tiffany come on in a second. But
cool.
if you guys are listening and you don't know how to get that information to us, if you're watching this live on Facebook, please open it up to its full screen and then comment in the comments below that so that it's in the live feed, and that will feed it to Tiffany. And if you're on YouTube, you should just be able to comment on the live feed, and that'll go to us as well. If you're on YouTube, but you accidentally logged on to Julia's YouTube, you could come over to
Stay
our
there. Now stay
YouTube
there. That is so
and
wonderful.
find. Julia's been kicking my butt with audience members, so you guys get on my pages and help me out.
You be on both pages?
Oh, I wonder. That would be cool. But
That would
then,
be cool.
well, that would just boost us both up, I guess. That would just give us both a little ego boost on that. But yeah. Anyways, little competition. We're a little competitive. It's a lot of fun. We are just days away.
Days. Just
Days away
days.
from Skyner.
Yes. Yeah. Flying out to Sedona, Arizona. Have the retreat.
I don't know about you guys, but I get a lot of the QHHT advertisement now, and it's always the ad of Julia saying we are going to be in Sedona. And so when you said that, I kind of imagined this going on. We're going to be in Sedona, Arizona. And so I really want that. I wanted that action. But yeah,
Oh,
I'm
sorry.
so excited. Next time. Next time you'll do it. I really, really am excited we get to all gather up, and that starts on the 23rd. So,
Yes.
yeah,
Yeah, be
very
really,
cool.
really exciting. Yeah. We were having some of our final preparation meetings even today. Yesterday and today, and it's just all of that, just building more and more as it keeps, it's in place, but it's just like the last finishing, polishing points.
Yeah, you got to get everything over there and
Oh
cross your
yeah.
fingers it makes it. And
Oh my gosh, there's so much stuff going over there.
I saw pictures.
That would be half of it maybe.
It's a lot,
Because
but
there's stuff being sent from other areas too that are, if you were seeing the office.
yeah. So there's a lot of work that goes into these guys, but if you're going to the reunion, we will see you guys there.
Retreat.
And yeah, and
Retreat.
definitely come up and give us hugs and
Yes.
yeah.
Yes, please do.
Yeah, we
Not
want that.
all at once.
Especially, yeah, all at
Space
once. Give
out.
Julia a hug. She really loves that.
It'll be, let's say, group hug.
We will
This will
form a
be a
group
really big,
outside of the building and we'll organize it and do one big massive group
yeah,
hug.
really big group hug.
Tiffany really likes the hugs too, so let's bring
She
her on and
does.
talk about it.
Yeah.
Don't include me in that. How dare you?
Oh, so Tiffany,
Good evening, ladies.
good evening.
Hello.
So where's everybody from?
All over. Oh, you're wanting specifics.
I'm
Oh, yeah.
gonna drink out of
Oh,
my
the
dragon mug
dragon.
while you tell us.
I love that mug.
Okay.
I just love that we have Iowa, California, Seattle, Michigan, Georgia, New Hampshire, Philadelphia, North Carolina, Quebec, Northwest Arkansas, Florida. We have Miami Beach, another Washington, another Arkansas. We have Tulsa, Oklahoma, Wow.
Nebraska, Hawaii, Massachusetts, New Orleans,
New Orleans.
Connecticut, Ontario, Las Vegas,
Oh, see,
New
isn't that
York,
funny?
wow.
Missouri.
I
I
love
love
all
all
these people in my neck of the woods right here.
yeah.
South Dakota,
You're
Australia. Now the
popular.
Australians are coming in.
Okay. They're like, wait a minute, we're
Right.
Very
That's
cool.
good.
Cool. Well, thank you, everybody. Thank you for one, telling us where you're from, but two, for being here. That is so awesome. I mean, that's amazing. So, who's in Northwest Arkansas? Where are you? Is that the one that
about?
there's somebody that's, that they're close to here?
While she's looking that up, I want to do a shout out to David Marsh. Is that okay?
Absolutely. That is so cool.
Yes, David has been, he has been compiling some videos, making some short videos or movies of the sessions, of QHHT sessions, and they just started launching them on Gaia TV. There's two episodes out so far, and I think they're doing one a week until all 20 episodes get out there. So if you haven't seen, I want to make sure I say it right, Journeys into the Soul, go to, and this is the next part, new on Gaia. If you're part of Gaia TV, go to new on Gaia and find Journeys into the Soul, and I am episode 14. So go check those out. It'll be a minute before mine get on there, but yeah, that's one of my clients, episode 14. And that was a lot of fun to make that with David, but it's so exciting to see it. We launched that out. It's been on Amazon Prime, but now he's also on Gaia TV. So
Yeah,
very
that is
exciting.
really cool.
Yeah.
So cool. And he's such a nice guy.
He really is. We kind of like him. We think we'll keep him around.
Yeah, it's nice when, but I haven't met very many people that I don't like in this field, in this our world that really
This line
that
of
we
work.
work with. We only work with people that we like. So.
Yeah, that's the benefit. It's a perk. It's a perk. So,
Yeah,
yeah.
so often.
So much fun. Okay.
Yeah, I wanted to, while we were waiting to come on, we'd had a few minutes here and we were just waiting. And so I was looking around and I had a stack of books here by the computer and I thought, I'm just gonna pick up one of those because I don't ever look at them. And you know how sometimes it's, that book was calling me, so I thought, okay, I'll just open it and I'll see what it has to say. And I thought, oh my goodness, this is really interesting. I think I need to read this. And I'm just gonna read like two lines. Because it's the general message that it's saying. So I'll see if I can read it in this lighting. So this is talking about, this is the book Gene Keys, and I know I did work with it a long time ago, but I haven't worked with it in quite a while. So I don't remember how this all works, but it way I'm doing it, I'm just opening it. And anyway, it opened right up to the 23rd Gene Key, which is the alchemy of simplicity. Okay, and it's called the 23rd shadow complexity. All right, so that's its name. All right, so it's saying it is one of the most potent contemporary shadows driving humanity in our present postmodern age. Boy, it's hard to me to read this. Postmodern age, it is the shadow of complexity. Complexity is the result of the human mind trying to control its environment. The more humans try to use their minds to create a feeling of security in the world, the more complicated and unsafe the world becomes.
Let me read that
Cool?
again, right?
You
Yeah,
want
especially that last part there.
Yeah, that last part. Complexity is the result of the human mind trying to control its environment. The more humans try to use their minds to create a feeling of security in the world, the more complicated and unsafe the world becomes.
Interesting.
I
So,
know, that was just like, whoa. Yeah.
yeah, that gets in there, doesn't it? It's like,
It
okay.
does. So I'll read further to see, okay, then I guess your thing is then. Because it's all about simplicity, the alchemy of simplicity. So
Yeah.
it's about letting go. It's always about letting go and just not trying. You don't have to control anything. It all works.
You
So.
know, and this is exciting because the theme, because there's always seems to be these themes. The theme that has been going on lately is letting go of attachments. What are you attached to? Attached to an outcome, attached to a person, attached to a response, or,
Yeah, which is control of your environment.
you're trying to control. Yeah. And so letting go of those attachments, that's totally the simplicity. If you guys have questions and you're in the chat and you want to ask us questions, we will bring our magical minds. We'll tune into your question and we will give you whatever answer pops out of our mouth. But the way to get those is to put Tiffany's name in capital letters in your chat so she knows you want to ask a question.
And maybe
And
some emojis of love around it of some kind.
lots of
Happy, love, anything,
yeah.
cheery, then she'll.
Waving hand emoji, yeah, little puppy dog
So,
emojis. She likes
very cool.
dogs. She likes
Yep.
cats too.
She
So,
does.
yeah.
The cat
So
is probably in her lap right now, and the dog is probably laying on her bed right behind her.
Is that true, Tiffany?
How'd you know?
I know you're.
Julia will be
I know
doing
Percy and
a.
Piper. Know
Are we predictable?
that.
Yeah.
Are we predictable? I think so, maybe.
Oh, I was just gonna. You ruined it. I was gonna say Julia will be doing a remote viewing course later.
Yep,
So
I know her babies.
you do know her babies, her fur
I knew her
babies.
babies. Yes.
All right, fur baby mama. Is there any questions that are ready to be asked now?
There sure are.
Oh.
First of all, your Northwest Arkansas friend is Keith Day, and it comes from a YouTube channel, so I don't know which one of yours it is, but
Wow.
you
Okay.
can take that upon yourself.
Okay. Okay.
So Keith, where in Northwest Arkansas?
Keith.
See, only people from this area. Keith.
Keith.
Oh, I know who he is. I know who he is then. Okay.
Okay.
He is. He has messaged me. Okay.
It's not
I know.
mine. Okay. All right. What's our first question?
Oh, I got distracted. Okay. this should be an easy one. Are Julia and Kaya still doing Facebook on Friday mornings? I couldn't find them coming on today.
Yeah, today we did not do it. We're all in a disheveled kind of place because we're all getting ready, and he's already over. Kaya's already over in Arizona, and he was shifting from one place to another this morning, and so it was kind of a little crazy. So that's why we didn't do it this morning. Last week was because of the solar
Solar
storm,
flare
so I didn't
headaches.
do any shows. We didn't. We just, it was just affecting me all day. It started that morning, so that's why we didn't do that. But yes, we are still doing shows. Stay tuned. We probably won't be doing one next week because we'll be in Sedona with the retreat and all that going on. But the one after that, we should be on. Yes.
Yeah,
Okay, another
watch them
question.
live in Sedona.
Yeah, we could, but I'm not sure what's going on that day at that time. I don't remember.
I'm just telling them they need to come live.
Oh, they need to come live. I thought you said we were going to be on live,
Although
but
I
yeah,
don't think you have any room.
come on and see us. Be over here.
See, and okay, sorry, Tiffany. What were you saying?
Oh, it's okay. I'm just knocking out the fun ones.
Okay.
Mother, they would like to know what kind of fish you keep.
What kind
Oh.
of fish I keep? Because I
Yes.
probably never see any. I actually do have some fish in that one. I have three tanks. There's this one, there's a great big one over here, and then another one on the other side. This one has, gosh, I think they're tetras. I don't remember. They're just small, just fun little fish. And then this one, I have an angel fish that I have raised from an egg.
Ooh.
I raised it from an egg, yeah. And so, and it's about, how old is it? 9 years old, nine, almost 10 years old.
Wow.
I know. Did you
That's
know
a
they live
long
that
time.
long?
No.
I
That's
know.
a commitment, man.
I had no idea, and that's so cool. But there's an angel fish, and then the other one, I don't know what kind of fish it is in there. I need to get more fish in that tank. And then the other one, I just have a big catfish. I don't know what happens. I put other fish in there and they don't live. So I thought, well,
Eating
I
them,
guess.
he's eating them, isn't he? The
I
cat.
don't think so. I don't know. I don't think
I don't
so.
think they eat other fish. I think they just get all the sludge off of everything and gobble that up.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. You should see this one. He's a monster.
He's
So,
big. He's be tiny and now he's like this. He's
ah.
big. So he might scare them. I don't know.
Scare him to death. Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, so I just let him have the tank to himself.
I was looking at that tank in the background earlier before we actually logged on, and I could see a face looking back at me,
Oh, did you?
the
Okay.
reflections that were coming back, and I was like, "Do I say something about the face? Is it
Oh,
freaking me
like
out?"
a real face, not a fish face?
No, it was like, yeah, like the shadows and the reflections were creating
Okay,
an image
cool.
of the face. So yeah,
Anyway,
there was that.
that's my fish story.
She's sticking to it.
Does your angelfish have a name?
No, I just call him fishy. That's it.
Longevity. His name's
It
Longevity.
really, because he was born. I didn't name any of them. I had two originally that I bought, and then they laid eggs. And I thought, well, I'll see what I can do. I mean, I finally had a batch where they lived, and they had like 14, I think 14 hatched. And no, it was just amazing. That was such a cool experience. And so I started, I mean, they all lived a long time. They've just gradually thinned out, and then this one's still here.
Wow.
He's like, I got the tank all to myself. But
Stretching out.
yeah, because I had so many, no, I never named them. But yeah, the fish,
Let's
I
have a
used to
naming
make fish.
contest then. You guys throw some name ideas
It's
in the
a
chat.
silver and black striped angel. That's what I think it's female.
Oh.
Because it's
Is
big.
that your professional opinion or your intuitive opinion?
My professional opinion, based on when there used to be others, she was big. I think the males are smaller than the females,
Oh.
you know. So she's like, she big.
I'm getting that impression that she's a big fish, along with your catfish. It makes me wonder what's happening over there. Why are the fish so big?
Question for another day, Tracy. We must move on.
Let's move on. Okay. And we're gonna let
On fish.
that
The question we have here is, how can I let go of attachments to certain outcomes that I want to manifest, and what are the frequencies I should use to make it easier?
Yeah, that's good. That's going along with what we were saying a while ago. And that's a huge lesson. I remember doing that back in when I first started working on that. Gosh, Tiffany, we were living in Lamar. You wouldn't even know I was doing that, because you do all these things in your own mind and your own privacy and stuff. And so I was, I was really wanting a certain thing to happen and stuff like that. And it was like with a certain person and all. And I was really, and that's usually how it is. It's like a person. I want this to happen with
That's
you.
the hardest one to let go of is who is this going to happen with?
Yeah, and so I was reading a lot of stuff. I think it was Wayne Dyer. He did some stuff on that, and so that's where I was like, they're like, yeah, you can't control anybody. All you can control. That's when I was first learning all this, was like, all I can control is me and my reactions and my thoughts, and I can't control anybody else. And so it's put out the general, like what you're wanting, that kind of a relationship or whatever it is you're wanting, but don't attach any person to it, because that's trying to control another person. And you will get so frustrated trying to do things like that. That will drive you absolutely crazy, because they don't do what you want them to do. They just won't. So you let go of them, and you can just be with the idea or the situation or the that kind of thing, the outcome. That's what you go with, an outcome of a scenario, but not with a person. Do not put a person in there. You can have characteristics. You can have, this with this kind of a person maybe, but I want this situation with this, and then just be as broad as you can. And it's like, that's my goal. This is what I want. And you're putting it out there. Now the universe knows what to start bringing you based on what you put out there. And then you let you, I know that's the next part, is you let go. You let go of that need of how it has to happen. See, and that's where we're saying you don't control anything. You just have to let go of it and just let it come. It will come to you because you put it out there. It will happen, but it's going to happen in its own time, its own way. And to do anything different with you trying to pick it apart and analyze it and study it, is it on track and all these things, will absolutely drive you crazy. That's controlling to the nth degree. And we don't think we're doing that, but we are. That's what we do when we're doing that. You're trying to make sure it's going the way it is and where you want it, and just trust. So I guess trust. It's going to
Trust
come
is
back to
big.
trust.
I always like the analogy when you go to a restaurant and order your food, you don't follow the waiter or waitress back to the kitchen. You don't watch the chef make the food. You just trust that it's going to come back to you on a plate.
Yeah,
and you're
the
going to
way
get
you ordered it,
the way you
or
ordered
better.
or better. And that was going to be my thing, that when you're manifesting something, this or something better. And then let go of how, like you were saying, let go of how it gets there, what it looks like. It may show up differently than you think. But here's part of what's happening is, we're putting out these things of desire. This is what I'd like to create, or this is what I'd like to experience. And then you need to become that energetic match. And I think that's the part where she says, what frequencies do we use to do that? Well, you have to be willing to go with the flow of things, right? Like if you're saying, I want to manifest a brand new house, and then your mentality is still that you can't afford it, or that, blah, 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 whatever the
I
story
don't
is,
deserve it, or I
you don't
don't.
deserve it. Yeah, spirit's gonna be like, well, you want the new house, so I'm gonna put you through this obstacle course of helping you shed this unworthy or this lack mentality. So identify the parts when you put your manifestation out there. I want to buy a new house. And then stop for a second and think, what energy right now isn't a match to that? Where do I feel stopped in that? And then be willing to work with that and release that, and then let go of the attachment of how that new house is getting to you. And actually, your wanting for the new house will probably ease up because you're not in resistance to it anymore when you let go of the thing that's blocking it. And so then you probably will just let that go, and then all of a sudden the new house will show up and you'll be like, oh my God, I forgot I asked for that.
And that's usually
So
what happens. Oh yeah, I did ask for
yeah,
that,
exactly. So it a lot of times things will come when you finally let them go, right? Like how many times has that happened? Where you're trying to create something. I remember mom doing that when we were kids. She wanted to get us like a little camp trailer to go camping in. And she looked in the paper and looked in the paper and looked in the paper, and she was saving her pennies, and dad's not a camper, so he didn't want to participate in that. He's like, you want to do that? You're gonna buy it, that kind of thing. So he wasn't helping out. And so she kept trying to save her pennies. She wanted to get us a little camp trailer. And finally she just got fed up with it and gave up. And all of a sudden we end up at somebody's house for whatever reason. Maybe it was a garage sale, I don't know. And here sits this little tent trailer. Actually, it was a really nice tent trailer. If she would have kept it, she could have made money on it. Those things went up in value. It had the hard sidewalls and everything. And it was for a price that she had enough money for and everything. And she ended up getting this little tent trailer. And she goes, isn't that the way it works? I gave up on wanting that, and then it just showed up. And I always remember her saying that, like it registered with me that she let go of that wanting and the attachment to it and trying to create it, and just gave up, just kind of let it go, and then it showed up. And that happens a lot.
Well, it does. I think that wanting it is that makes a block.
Yeah.
When you let go, that's that surrender. They always talk about the surrender. I feel like that's when you give up, when you let go. A lot of times I just finally go, I give up, I'm done. I can't, when I'm something I'm working so hard on and I'm just hitting all the walls, I'm like, I give up. And then all of a sudden it happens.
Yeah.
It's just because I stopped at that trying so hard, that's creating all this. Whatever, it's energetic something, but they've always talked about the surrender, when you have to
Yeah.
surrender. So I think that's that giving up and letting go.
And here's another thought. If you're trying to get a new job, and you can't seem to get out of the job you're in, ask what lessons are you supposed to be learning there? Because there's a reason you can't get another one. How many times, and I mean, I can count them and count them and count them. Like money was one for me. It's like, oh my gosh, I need to have the money for this and the money for that and all the things. Well, I was being an enabler with my money. And so my money started getting really sparse. And I was like, what's happening? Now I'm not able to help. And so my children were the ones I was helping. They had to go out and figure it out themselves. And then once I stopped that behavior, then the money came back in. So it's not about, you're not being punished, you're not being this or that. You had to figure out what it was. And I sat back and went, what's going on? And they're like, every time they come to you, you're helping them. They need to figure it out. I'm like, oh. So I stopped that behavior. And literally the appointments would come in and all the money would come back in and all the things were taken care of again. And it was like, they weren't going to let me starve. I mean, like if I let's just play with a number. If I had a $25 bill, I'd get a $25 income. I mean, it was literally like, okay,
Oh,
that's
it's
just enough
real.
to pay that, but nothing extra to be like,
Exactly. There's not a penny more. And it's like, come on, really? Do we have
yeah.
to
And
pay
it
a little
was,
bit more?
I mean, they love to play with me with that kind of stuff, you know. And now I've learned to sit back and go, okay, what are you guys trying to show me? Where am I, you know, what am I doing? There's a behavior here that you're trying to point out to me. What am I learning from this? You know, in all my phases of creation, buying this house, getting a car, any of it, I could sit back and tell you, looking at it with hindsight, oh, I see what they did there. And spirit's going to use your circumstances. If you need a new job, or if you're wanting or trying to create a new job and it just isn't happening, look at what's going on. Why do you want that new job? What are you supposed to be learning from that situation that's making you want that new job? You know, there's a lot of things going on there. So things maybe don't manifest instantly, but there's a reason why. So there again, what frequency do we use? You really got to do your homework and find out why you don't already have it, where you're not a frequency match, and then you'll raise yourself to the frequency that'll drop to you.
Yeah, and the way of deciding what frequency it is what does it feel like? Imagine yourself having whatever it is that you're wanting now, that frequency that you feel having that's the frequency. So that's the match that you want to have. That's the frequency you want to have that match. So that's what you want to bring back to here. And see, that's what pulls that in. But what, like you're saying, what does it take
Yeah,
to get there? So.
exactly. Another thing I find in sessions is when somebody's like, I want my life to change. Okay, well, what would you rather be doing? I don't know.
Exactly. Well,
That's what I came to you for. And it's like,
yeah.
I don't know. So,
And that's what the
but
universe does too. You
yeah,
don't know, they
and that would
don't
be the universe. Well, we don't know what to bring you. You're not asking. So I love it when that happens, because then we can, then when I start asking questions, and then they can start becoming very clear about what they actually want. And then once they have that clarity, they can almost taste it. You know, it's like you were saying, be in it and feel it and do all the things. Well, if you don't know what you want, you don't know how to be in it and feel it and do that.
Exactly.
But, you know, sometimes it just starts with how do you want to feel? And then evolve that.
Yeah, and you can do that. It doesn't have to be as one thing. It can be, I like this feeling. And so then you start attracting all the things that bring that feeling. See, so
Yeah.
all the things that are an energetic match with that. So then you're open. That's kind of cool.
Yeah. And
You know,
wouldn't it
it's
be fun
all
to
good
find out what
things.
the universe brings you to fill that in, and you let go of your attachment to what that is and let the universe bring it? Yeah. See how I pulled that full circle back into attachments?
Exactly. Yes, you did. Yeah. Now you mentioned children, so I thought, and this popped in, so I thought maybe this should be kind of reinforced. How you were enabling, if you were enabling kids. Another way of saying that is something that mom used to say that would be a message many times is, don't take your let the your children's lessons away from them. And that's what, when we're enabling them, that's what we're doing. We're taking their lessons away. And we forget that our children are big grown-up souls. I mean, they're going through their own life path. I mean, we had to have hard knocks. We had to learn lessons. They're going through the same things. I know we want to protect them. We want to help them in whatever way we can, but they are going to have things that they're going through. That's how they're learning. And
Yeah, and
take it all
that's
away
what
from them, then what are they going
a
to
lot of us healers will do that. We're out there trying to save other people from having the experience that we had or something of that nature, you know, and not wanting them to struggle and trying to embed a different kind of, for me, it was like, okay, I want my kids to believe they can create anything they want. And so my idea of doing that was helping them achieve anything they wanted. And that was at a detriment to me, because, you know, then I'm constantly supporting that.
Right.
And
Well,
that turned
they
into
think
being
that
that source for them to make it.
exactly. Then you're the source. You're not,
And then
it's
they were attached to me being
not.
that source. So cut that
Yeah.
attachment, let them manifest it a different way now.
Right.
Yes,
Exactly.
that is so true. Oh my gosh. Julia and I are learning so much on this show right now. It's like, oh, that's it. That's what I was doing. See, this is what aha moments look like. Yeah. Oh, okay. Are we ready for another
I think
question?
so.
Tiffany, did you want to add anything to that?
Oh no, I think you guys covered it very thoroughly. The
You don't
individual that
want to
asked
talk
the
about
question.
enabling Piper?
Oh no, I thought you were going to say, do I want to talk about my mom enabling me? No, I'd like to not talk about that. And we can keep that cycle going, Julia. I'm just kidding.
She wants to continue it. Okay, she's
Yeah,
like, yeah,
this
I don't need
codependent
to
thing
learn
is
that lesson
working
right
out.
now. Yeah, my lesson is to depend on you.
You can keep the checks coming. I love
Oh,
it.
this is from C. What do the experts, Julia and Tracy, say about implanted memories to cover ET abduction? This was my first client as an intern. This was one of her questions. It was not answered.
Okay, can you say the question again
Implanted
about
memories.
to
Yes.
cover ET abduction?
Okay, first of all, can we call them visitations? Okay, because that's actually what's happening. And then that, the person themselves, I mean, when they use those words, see, that really is that victim mentality. So
Abduction, yeah.
abduction, I was taken and I was this, it was an agreement you made before you ever came into this life to be visited because you're part of
I just
something
recently
bigger.
had one that was like that, where they were like, "Have I ever been abducted?" And when I got to the question, it said, "Have they ever been taken on a ship?" And they're like, "Oh, yeah." And it was like, "And were they willingly going on that ship?" Yeah, and so, yeah, I took the word abduction out of it, and at the end of it, they were like, "Oh, I never even thought I would have been willing to go."
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. Because that's the ego, that the conscious mind part is scared, it fears what it doesn't know. And so it goes to that fear and it's very scared. And it's like, this is out of my control. This, I don't want this. This is scary. What's happening? And it goes down that whole that whole route, whatever. Anyway, road. That was the word I wanted. So one of the
The word.
down that road. And so, but if you understand, this has been through thousands and thousands of sessions. This is what, and if you read the book Custodians, that's that mom wrote, that was her book of where she compiled all these cases up to that point that she had worked with and what was happening when the visitations happened. I think she went even more in the Convoluted Universe books and the Three Waves of Volunteers, because all of this is an agreement and this is a matter of understanding. This is who we are. This is why we're here. This is what we agreed to. These are the things that are happening. But as far as the implanted memories, yeah, it's just because the conscious mind goes to fear. It doesn't, it's just scared to death and it's not ready to see. It doesn't, it's just afraid. And so that's why these other memories are imprinted over just to appease it, so it's not scared. Because it doesn't need to know. They said we're not really supposed to know. We're not supposed to remember, because that's kind of, it affects, it's creating a conflict in this life. We're supposed to continue with our conscious waking life without any knowledge of these things, because this is all happening on this other level while we're asleep and these other whatever. It's just not in this conscious waking state. And so there's a lot of things that happen in this other state. Not just ETs. There's a lot of, we go
Yeah.
off, we do things, and we all these things are happening, but they do not need to interfere with what we are doing here on this plane. We have certain things we want to do here, and so that's why these other memories are placed there, is so that we won't, it won't be jarring and interfering.
It interferes with the human experience, which is
There
what
you
you
go.
have.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes. Yeah. The human. I love that human experience. And so what? Now, but because of pollutants, chemicals, different things that we put into our bodies, it affects how these memories, these screen, they call them screen memories. It's a screen something, screen, but let's say it's a screen saver. Isn't that fun? Anyway, these screen memories, it affects how it's seen. And so some things start bleeding through, but it bleeds through. Remember, conscious mind is going to warp and twist everything. Oh, it's something scary. And so it makes this really weird thing out of it. And this very scary thing. And when it wasn't any at all, and that's what we find out in a session, we get to the bottom of it, what really happened. And the clients come out going, oh, well, if that's all that happened, it's okay. Like you were saying, which is, oh, I never thought of it. I actually did it willingly. Yes, it's all willing.
I had an experience years ago where, and I've shared this before, but it's been so long. I was laying on my bed, had fallen asleep. I think the kids were in school, and I had an afternoon where I could just take a nap. And so, because I remember waking up and the room was light, like daylight. It was daylight. But what I felt was this pressure on my stomach. And I could see the being that was standing next to me, and it kind of had like little octopus leg hair. It was interesting. Like it looked different, and it said, "You can touch it," because I was looking at their skin, and I touched it, and I remember thinking, "Wow, you feel kind of like dolphin skin." And they said, "Here, we fix this." And then, boom, I wake up and I feel the pressure come off of my body. I could feel it come off of my body. And I know I did that so that I would remember what happened, because it really anchored in when I felt that, like that release. But what I'm learning now is that I was on a ship, and they cloaked the ship to look like my bedroom so that I wouldn't feel alarmed seeing the nuts and bolts of a ship, and that's something that I've asked in other sessions too. Is, what does this space look like? Oh, we made it look like their home, and it's like a little hologram that they
Yeah,
create.
so you won't be
So
scared.
you'll feel safe. And I felt very safe. In fact, I was just like, what are you doing? And I don't know what they fixed, but they fixed it. That's what they said. We fixed this for you.
Oh,
Okay.
that's cool.
So I don't know what it was.
I love that you said you wanted to touch it and then it felt like dolphin skin. I had a dream. This is when I was in nursing school, so we're talking a very long time ago. And so it had all those kind of things. Had nursing things in it. It had flying things in it. So as I was on a ship and I was watching this thing, and then all of a sudden I'm there. So yeah, I think I was on a ship. But anyway, but this is long before I was really aware of any of this stuff. But I remember coming down, and there was like this being. She was dressed in a nursing uniform, okay, in a nursing outfit, but she looked like an ET. It looked like the one on Close Encounters, okay, that whenever he has at the end when he's meeting up with that one. The one comes out and meets him because it was right after that movie. So see, that was impacting me
You
too.
always say that, and I always want to do
I know, I love
that.
that movie. So anyway, and on that one, because it was like I needed to go into a meeting and she's there and she's just nodding at me. And I said, well, I need to go, but I wanted to hug her. And I was like, and her guy said, I have to touch you. And so that's interesting. You said you wanted to touch him too. I said, I want to touch you. And I did. I put my hand on an arm and I went down like that. And dolphin skin is a really good description. I had never thought, but that's because I will never forget
Well,
it.
and I remember, when I was a little kid, we went to SeaWorld. I would probably never go there, go somewhere like that. But they had this big, big circle pool in the middle of SeaWorld that had animals you could go up and touch them. And one of them was a little dolphin whale looking thing. I can't remember what they're actually called. And we could touch it. And so I remembered what that felt like. And that's what this being felt like. And so, all the references. How do I even remember that I did that as, as a child? But, recalling what that felt like, because that was before I ever swam with dolphins. I've never touched a dolphin prior to that, other than that one incident at SeaWorld where we were able to touch the little animals swimming around in that pond or in that big pool. So, yeah. So, I mean, and then you got to think about that. Was that part of the design? Was that part of setting me up so I would understand and know that? Like, I mean, it's a memory that stands out to me. So is it must have been an important memory.
Must
Or
have.
was it an implanted memory so that I would have that? Who knows?
Knows?
We're all
Does it matter?
speculating,
Does
and
it matter what it
it
is?
doesn't matter.
Exactly. That's what it really comes down to. It doesn't matter. They're there to help the conscious mind be safe. But what it is, and I mean that's really the purpose of it. The mechanisms of it, the mechanics of it. says these things really don't matter. We don't have, we don't have to control our world. Let's
Right. Let's go back to that one. But I
control
do want to say, so if I remember right, the person asking this question had a client that couldn't get the answer to that question about being visited. I, as a practitioner, I would ask those questions, like I was saying, did Julia know she was going on this ship? Did Julia agree to go on this ship? Ask him if it's hard for him to come up with things that are like a story, like if they're not saying, yeah, they took me on the ship and this and this and this happened. Start with questions that they can answer yes and no with, and it
Which
breaks
are
the ice.
okay, Tracy, those are really leading questions. I get why you're doing it because
I
you're
know,
not, now
yeah,
if they're
that
not
is
real, if they're not true, they're not gonna say they. I mean,
right.
if it's not, they're not gonna say yes if it's no. I mean, they won't go along
Right.
with you, but
I
we
understand
also
what you're
teach not
saying
to
there.
do
Yeah,
that.
we're not going to teach you to do that. Yeah. These are like the crunchy moments when you can't get the answers and you're trying to help them. But yeah, that's true. Cancel, cancel. Ask the SC why they're not letting you have the answers. That's going to be your first question. But
Yeah. Yeah. Just go deeper.
yeah.
Just keep going deeper.
Yeah. So, but yeah, that is, I think the abduction is the word there, that if that changes and they're not, because that's a fear word, and then
A
if that
fear
changes,
word,
then
absolutely a fear
they're gonna
word.
move out of that fear and be able to answer the questions. So
Yeah. So if you know going forward that these are all visitations, and if the person keeps calling it an abduction, then you know kind of where they're coming from. But in the session, if you can keep calling it a visitation, see, then that will, that may help there. It's not, it's a very positive thing that's for a reason, a very good reason that they are visited.
We do really do have a lot of beautiful helpers outside of this world that are trying to help us in this evolution. Those books that your mom wrote are very telling that these are collectives that really want, I mean, volunteers, right? Coming from other planetary systems to try and help in this world to move. Yeah, move humanity to a new level. So they're there to help.
Absolutely.
All right. Do we have time for another one?
I
I think
think
we do.
one we can squeeze it in maybe.
All right.
Okay. Are there different oversouls with a group of souls that belong to each one?
Are there different oversouls? Yeah.
Oversouls with a group of souls that belong to each one.
Oversouls. Well, the oversoul is another word for higher self. A lot of people will refer to that. It may call an oversoul like a higher self. In fact, that's all I say. It's like people refer to it as the super consciousness, the higher self, the oversoul. See, it's like that's the higher self. It's not over. It's over. Well, but then when as we get like we're all collective, so actually, as it when you get to that other part, it's all one. So that higher self or oversoul is over all of us. We are all connected. We are all one. So I guess, in that way, it's all of our higher selves.
No, that's kind of to
That got really complicated.
process the question. I'm sure the person that's asking it knows what they mean, and if there's a way to
They're saying
clarify.
groups of souls, ultimately we're all one. So it comes to that. Now, as far as groups of souls, I know we talked before about we might have like soul families. So maybe that's maybe what's being thought of there as a group. We have soul families, but again, we each have our own higher self, but when ultimately we're all one, so our higher selves all are all one as well. So it all combines. That's what I keep seeing. It's just all there as one. Oh, it keeps going. Ultimately, you are all one. It's
Yeah.
we're all connected. So it comes to that. So
Well, and I think we take turns being the guides or the, it's like I hear that in sessions too, where it's like, oh yeah, this guide, we had this lifetime together, and this time I came in and they're the guide and da da da. So I think, yeah, these soul groups are, I don't know, this is a very tricky question because it gets really expansive.
There's a lot of parts to it, so it's
A lot of parts.
kind of hard to give it.
So the simple answer is your answer. We're all one. We play
That's what it
different
keeps saying.
roles.
It just keeps coming back to that. You're all connected. You're all one. There. So,
Now put it in a shake and bake bag and shake it up and then throw it out there and everybody plays the role that they
exactly.
ended up with, and then you come back and you do it again. Some of them are in the astral fields playing, guides and angels, and others are on the planet in a body doing that thing, and some go to other planets. And yeah, I mean, there's so much to it. Like we were saying earlier, you could do this all day long and never even scratch the surface.
Exactly. We haven't even scratched the scratch of the scratch. So,
Yeah.
that's we're all learning together. We're all teaching together. So.
Yeah. Yeah. So that's, as your mom would say, convoluted.
Absolutely.
Yeah, very cool.
Are we on? We haven't gotten a warning yet, maybe because we started a couple minutes late. So, Tiffany, maybe there's another
Oh,
one that we
one
can.
more? Do we got a quick one?
Let's see here. Are cats or any pets gatekeepers?
Are they
What are
gatekeepers?
your thoughts?
Yes.
I got a yes too, but my first thing is many of them are guides. Gatekeepers, why not? I mean, well, let's see, what do you mean by a gatekeeper? I mean, you have a gatekeeper when you work with Daniel, or he is the gatekeeper.
Daniel,
Are there
gatekeeper.
any other meanings for gatekeepers?
I don't know. My definition of the gatekeeper is because I channel, the gatekeeper only allows the highest frequencies to come through as my channel. But in my experience with that, yeah, the cats, the dogs, any animal could be the gatekeeper. Their spirit or soul could be the gatekeeper if it's of the right frequency. So why not? Yeah.
Very definitely. I get that they are guides to us so many times. So, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, they can be so many things. They're animals are really cool beings.
Yeah, speaking of, I just had one walk in the room.
Hey. Are
Buddy.
you talking about me?
It's like, I'll be your gatekeeper.
I've
I'll
been
do
watching the door, your gate.
it. He does. He sits right in front of it. It's really hard to step over too, because then he thinks he needs to move right when you're in between him. Yeah. He's a good gatekeeper. But yeah. And it's fun to call, like I call the dragons in for gatekeepers a lot of times. So, oh, we still have time. Yeah.
We do.
So as if we go back to real quick to the souls over souls and all of that, I do want to say too is we're all creating our own reality. So if that resonates for you, by all means, that is a true statement in your reality. And you're right. If that feels right, then it is right. And that's the experience that you are having with it. And
Absolutely.
there's a reason why that came across your path in whatever way that you're perceiving it. And if it feels right, take it. You're asking us questions and we're telling you what feels right to us, but what feels right to you?
So let's go back to what was in the book. Try not to control it by putting all these definitions on and trying to make it what it has to be. It's like it is what you like you're saying, if that's your reality. See, that's part of that. It's like what's true for you may not be true for me. It may not be my reality, but it can definitely be your reality. It's okay. See, that's allowing some of that to just, we don't have to control all of that. No, it must be this definition. It must be this whatever. It can be all of it.
Yeah,
And
it can. It really can. We don't have to have the limits of that. And that's been a fun thing that I've been doing since the last trip is that my filter? Is that something I'm creating through a belief system? And because that was really brought to my attention why I was over in Egypt, is
Right.
how I was viewing things through my filter. And when I would take them down, it changed the experience so much in a good way. And it was like, oh, yeah. Because I was told certain things before I got there, especially about the people in the marketplace trying to sell you things. And,
That was me. I told you that.
a few people told me about that. Yeah. But the good thing that was told to me is throw some tissue in your pocket because sometimes the restrooms don't have toilet paper. That was the best advice. Thanks. But it's going into these situations with these preconceived behaviors that I was all set to do. And then towards the end of it, I was like, you know what? I'm watching these other girls that didn't have that same advice, and they're having a completely different experience in the marketplace. I started shifting what I was doing to change my experience, and I ended up with a really nice scarf and really enjoying my purchase and going, that wasn't so bad. And so it was like,
Oh,
my filter's changed. I recognized that I was coming in, red hot with this belief system and firing away. So, all
okay,
right, they're
it looks
giving
like they're
us the
calling
signal,
it
guys.
QHHT official for anything QHHT, everything you need to know. Tracy's on there, level three practitioner. If you'd like to get a session or make contact with her,
I'm in Oregon.
tracybannon.com. And we love you. And Tiffany, thank you so much. And thank you, everybody. We love you. Bye-bye.
Bye, everyone.